This meditation is based on the blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, 46 through 52. They came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. Imagine yourself in Jericho. You are the blind man, sitting by the roadside begging. You hear the crowds going by, the noise of the people. You can't see, you're just sitting there begging, completely impoverished, waiting for someone to help you. Maybe there's something right now in your life that you find yourself unable to do or complete, or maybe it's your faith. Maybe you're unable to see Jesus. Maybe you're unable to really experience him or feel him in prayer. And you're like the blind man, just sitting there. Well, you have the opportunity right now to call out to him, to ask him to help you to see. So imagine yourself there, sitting on the side of the road, and you hear a rumbling in the crowd, and you hear someone say that it is Jesus of Nazareth. And so you begin to cry out without even thinking about it. You cry out and you scream, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." But then the crowd begins to make fun of you and rebuke you. They're telling you to be silent, to shut up. And you get this feeling of rejection. But still, all the more, you keep calling out, "Son of David, have pity on me," because you want so much to see. And you hear the crowd act rather strangely and start to talk, and then the noises begin to subside, and you get the feeling that somebody is walking right up to you. You hear the sound of his footsteps and his leather sandals hitting the ground. Step, step, step. You smell the scene. You smell the dust. And then you hear the voice of Jesus say to you, "Call him, call him." And so they call you, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." And without even thinking about it, you stand up and you throw your cloak aside and come to Jesus. When you throw your cloak aside, you're throwing aside all of your own protection, all of the own way that you have been trying to live this life by yourself, control this life by yourself, survive by yourself. You're throwing it all aside, trusting that he can heal you. And as you walk up to where you think Jesus is, you hear his voice right in front of you say to you, "What do you want me to do for you?" Notice he realizes you're blind. He can see it. You know, he sees the crowd. He's taking in the whole experience, but he wants to give you the freedom to ask for it. And so he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And right now in your prayer, you can ask him for anything. What do you want Jesus to do for you? Right now in your heart, in your mind, or even out loud, ask him. "Master, I want to see." These are good words because sometimes we can't even see what we want. Sometimes we're blind to what we need Jesus to give to us. But if we say to a master, I want to see, and we really have faith, he will give us sight. And so imagine yourself saying that to Jesus. Just say it to him, Master, I want to see. And then notice Jesus say to you, go your way, your faith has saved you. And as he says that, immediately you can see. Your eyes are completely opened and Jesus is standing before you, looking at you with great intensity and realizing that your faith in him is what opened your eyes and allowed you to see. You want nothing more to follow him. Take a moment now and just meditate upon this passage. Meditate upon what it is like now to be able to see him, to hear his voice say to you, go your way, your faith has saved you. And as you see him and look at him and see the way that he looks at you, you desire to follow him on the way. As you come to the end of this meditation, take a moment to journal your experience. What was it like to feel blind? What was it like to be there sitting on the side of the road, completely incapable of doing anything for yourself? And then to feel the rejection of the crowd, people making fun of you because you wanted to see Jesus. But then experiencing not rejection from Jesus, but acceptance. He calls you to him, and you go to him, and you throw off your cloak, and as you go to him, he says, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? Journal that. What is your desire? Because desire is so important in prayer, and so important that we express our desire to Jesus, because he leaves us freedom. He will never make us do anything, and he will not act on us without us asking. So ask him for sight. Ask him for whatever it is, your greatest heart's desire. Ask him with great faith, and he will answer it. Spend some time now journaling your experience.